Uxin chapter 1, Mishnah 5. Kol yados ha'oichlin shebesasan bagoirin. Any food handles, but now what it's actually talking about is wheat. And after they harvest the wheat, we just in time, George. After they harvest the wheat, so it's lying on the threshing floor there, and then they trample it, right? They used to trample it so they could separate it. So after it's been trampled, says the Mishnah Tohirim, it's now the handles are not considered handles anymore. They're not susceptible to impurity. And the reason being, according to the first opinion, they no longer serve as handles. They're broken, and it's hard. You know, if you pick it up, you can just imagine the wheat will, like, fall over. So it's not considered a handle anymore. But Rabbi Yossi Matama, he disagrees, and he says, no, it is still considered a handle. Why? Because if you pick it up with a pitchfork, you could still catch it by the handle and lift up. Yeah, so that's enough for it to be considered a handle. So Rabbi Yossi disagrees. But he brings up here that the locha doesn't follow Rabbi Yossi. So after it's been trampled, that's it. It's not a handle anymore. Psiga shel eshkol sherikna, the sprig from a grape cluster. So a sprig, he says, is one of the small clusters making up, if you've got like a bunch of grapes. If you look at it, there's actually smaller bunches making up the big bunch. So this is one of the smaller bunches. And it's been stripped of its grapes. There are no more grapes on it. So he says that is not considered a handle once it's been stripped of the grapes. It's not considered a handle for the big bunch. But shiar ba gargir echad, but if there was even one grape left over on that sprig at the end of it, then the whole thing is considered a handle for that one grape. Matamas. So in that case, it would be susceptible to impurity. Shavit shel tzmara sherikna, same thing with dates. If you've got like a sprig, a cluster of dates, and it's been stripped of the dates, Torah, it's not considered a handle. Shear bo tzmara achas, but if it's still got one date left on it, tzmara, then the whole thing is considered a handle for that one date.
The whole sprig.
The whole sprig, yeah, the whole thing. V'chein bekitnios, and so too, he says, with pulse, where several pods containing seeds are attached to a twig, attached to one twig. Shavit shirikna tahor, but if it's completely stripped of all of those seeds of the kitnios, then it's not considered a handle. Shabo gargir echad, if there's even one seed left, tama, then it is considered a handle. Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah matar b'shel pul, he declares that pul, a bean, is insusceptible to impurity because the kind of bean that he's talking about over here is very large. It's a large bean, so you don't need the pod or the handle or anything to grab the bean itself. If you wanted to pick that bean up, you just actually would pick up the bean. But other kinds of things that we've listed up above, so there he agrees that it would be impure if one intends to use the handle, except for the bean. So he's taking the bean out of everything we've just learned up above.